This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
On a message or a teaching that I started in March. Okay, there goes that. Everything's falling here. We talked about faithfulness. Amen. How many remember those teachings? We had 2 weeks of teaching on faithfulness and integrity. Amen. But we never got to integrity. How many remember that? Because we had so much material that we were going over, and so we're never able to finish that little mini-series. That series was what I actually taught at Christian Life Center in March for the May, for the men, that we had our special conference with the men. So today I want to continue that because this subject, this topic, is very important as a Christian. Okay? Integrity. How many ever hear that word when you're at work or when you're just doing things with people? Has that word ever come up to you? Integrity? Integrity, okay. Very, very, very important word today that we need to understand about, okay? So today's message is going to be walking in integrity, okay? Walking in integrity. That means, just by the title, that it's something we need to do every day. Amen? It's not something that we do on Sunday when we come to church and then Monday we forget about integrity. Anybody here today? Amen. It's a message we need to continue to do every day. Okay? Integrity. I think maybe some of our politicians should go in a dictionary and read what the word integrity means. Anybody with me now? Okay, I thought I'd get you perked up a little bit here. All right, praise God. Integrity. What is integrity? Is what we're going to talk about today. Integrity. The word integrity, what is the definition of this word? Well, let me read you a couple definitions from the dictionary. It is, the word integrity is adherence to moral and ethical principles. Let me say that again. Meaning adherence, or meaning I want to follow moral and ethical principles. Okay? Moral and ethical principles. Another definition is soundness of moral character. Soundness of moral character. And then another definition, which is one word, but it really hits home, honesty. Amen. So if you think about integrity today, you can think of one word, you can think of honesty. If I'm an honest person, that means I'm one who walks in integrity. Amen. Really important today. Praise God. So today, as people of God, all right, as people of God, we should be people of what? Integrity. Amen. We should be people of principles. Amen. We should be people of character. Amen. Not a character. Okay. Nobody got that one today. All right. Praise God. Let me move on here. People of honesty. I'm going to get somebody to laugh before it's over here today. Amen. Trish is having a good time, so that's good. Amen. So God wants us to be people that are examples of what I'm talking about here. Integrity. How many know the Bible is full of principles? The Bible is full of statutes and full of commandments, okay, and full of different things that when you put them together, they're really principles on how to live, okay? Principles on how to live. And these principles, they're moral. They're very moral. How many know that today? And they're very ethical, okay? In my office at work, I have a big, huge, it's not really a plaque. It's like a painting, but it's not. And what it has on there is all the things that I'm supposed to be as an insurance man. Okay? And one of those things is that I will follow ethical principles. Okay? I will follow moral principles as a licensed insurance man. Okay? So that means, you know, I just break that down for you. Ethical, moral means I'm not going to steal nobody's money. Amen. When people pay for their insurance, Pastor Rich is not going to put $50 towards the company and then $25 towards my pocket. Amen. That's a moral and ethical principle. Okay? What is not mine is not mine. Okay? What belongs to the company belongs to the company. Anybody hear what I'm talking about today? Okay? It doesn't mean, well, you know, I'm working real hard for this company. You know what? If I take 10% off of what they give me, they ain't going to miss it. Right? Nah. They got millions of dollars. Billions of dollars. Okay? We had this week, we had Tuesday, we had our VP, our vice president from our company, come and see us. Okay? And he told us some things that are happening with the company and some real good things. But you know what? At the end, he told us, you know what? A lot of companies really are doing bad today. And we have a parent company that owns us. Okay? This is the life insurance company. And the name of that company is called Aegon. All right? And for later. Okay. Okay. Amen. And he said to us, how many have heard about the AIG problems, right? The big insurance company and all that. Well, our parent company, which is called Aegon, they lost $1.5 billion last year. I said, oh my God, I'm fortunate I even got a job still. Hey man, can you imagine these figures? Not a million five, $1.5 billion our parent company lost. Okay, but he told us this. He said, but the company you work for, because we're owned by somebody else, how many know what I'm talking about? Our company made $30 million last year. I said, ooh, yeah, that's why I got a job. Amen. Okay, so we're doing okay. But you know what? Integrity says it don't matter that this company made $30 million, I still better not take even one penny of their money, because it's their money. It's not my money. Amen. Okay? That's integrity, what we're talking about here a little bit today. We need to be people of honesty. And you know what? Some of us today, we have jobs that you could take money, you could take pens and pencils, you could take materials in the office, and nobody would ever even know it. How many know what I'm talking about? Nobody except God. It was the most important one. Amen. Right? Lord, you know, don't look right now. Can you look over there for a second? I got to do something over here. It don't work that way, right? God sees everywhere, you know, everything at any time. He could be watching, you know, Rosa over here, and he's watching Rosaria over here at the same time. We can't get away with it because he's God. Amen. But sometimes we think, oh, you know, they won't miss that if I take that, you know. But you know, integrity. Okay, let me give you a couple scriptures here today. Psalm 41:12 says this: as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face forever. This is David in the Psalms. Let me read that again. It says, as for me, somebody say me. All right, so this is for you as well as me today too. It says, thou upholdest me, meaning God, you uphold me in my integrity. Amen. And settest me before thy face forever. David was saying, Lord, I need you to help me. Amen. I need you to uphold me in integrity. Amen. How many know what he was trying to say? Lord, I need your help. Amen. I need your help for me to walk in integrity every day. Because it's real easy to steal. It's real easy to not tell the truth. It's real easy to say a partial truth. It's very easy to say, you know, not the whole truth, but part of the truth. And then kind of fib the other part. Amen? You're getting to get quiet in here. I can see it already. All right. Praise God. That's okay. As long as you're listening, good. Praise God. So David said, Lord, please help me, uphold me in my integrity, because I'm before your face forever. You know, I can't hide from you. Yeah, I might be able to hide from, you know, the king down the street from the other tribe, but I can't hide from you. You're always there. You're always going to see me. I'm an open sepulcher before you, right? That's what David was trying to say here. So he says, Lord, help me or uphold me in my integrity. That should be our prayer today as a Christian, just like David. Proverbs 11:3 says this, the integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Let's look at the first part more than anything here. It says, the integrity of who? The upright. Anybody upright here today? Amen. Okay? It says the integrity, because the transgressor doesn't have any integrity today. How many know that? Amen? Because he's a transgressor. He does whatever he wants, whenever he wants to. There's no integrity in that. Okay? But he says here, the integrity of the upright, those who are trying to walk rightly, it will guide them. Amen. So integrity will guide you and me today to do the right thing. Praise God. To be honest men and women. Amen. To be men and women of principle. Amen. Men and women of moral character. Praise God. What will cause us to do that? Integrity. Amen. The integrity we get from God's word. Amen. Will cause us to live like that. Really, really important today. Praise God. One more verse as far as this point. Proverbs 19:1 says, you need to listen to this too, because it's making a point. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Wow. He says here, better is the poor who walks in his integrity. So you know what? It don't matter. You might be physically poor today. Maybe you don't have no money in the bank right now. I don't know. Maybe you think you're poor because you don't have a whole lot in your house, or you don't maybe have a car today. You might consider yourself poor in some ways, right? But he says here, it's better though that the poor one who walks in integrity, and he compares it to someone who is perverse in their lips and is a fool. Okay? Better is that person who may be lacking some things today but has integrity than the one who has everything he could want in this world but he has no integrity. That's what he's trying to say here. Okay? That's how important integrity is to us as people, but even more as a believer today. Amen. As a born-again believer, integrity is really important for us today. Amen. Now, you say, you know, I understand a little bit, Pastor. It's what you're trying to say. But I want to bring up a couple points here this morning as we go through this message on integrity. And one question that I bring out to you that I hope I will answer as we go through some of these verses and talk about this is this. Why is my integrity important to God? Okay? Why is my integrity important to God? And how does it relate to others? Okay? Or let me put it this way. How does it affect others today? So a couple questions here. Number one, why is my integrity, I'm not talking about nobody else, right? So you're going to ask this for yourself today. Why is my integrity important to God? And why is it important, or how does it relate to others, or how does it affect others, my integrity? That's a big, couple big questions here today, okay? I want to give you a couple more verses about this, and then we're going to look at some other things here today. Actually, even before I do that, let me pause here a second. I want to give you an example of what I'm talking about here. This week, I know I shared some of this Wednesday with the people who were here, but this week I had an encounter with one of my workers, okay? And he's a young man. He's 24 years old. He's a bright, shining star, okay? How many know when you're young and you're smart and you got all the talent and you got your whole life ahead of you, you feel so good? Amen? The world is the limit. There is no limit, right? How many felt that way when you were back in your 20s? Maybe you felt that way in your 18 or 19, whatever. That's how this young man is, okay? He has so much promise, all right? So much potential, so much ability. He's a computer whiz, okay? Since we hired him, he's been such a blessing to our office, all right? Because he can do so many things that a lot of us, we just don't have the knowledge. Not that we maybe can't do it. We don't have the knowledge, okay? So he's been a real blessing. But last month, he did some things that really got me upset, okay? Because I caught him in lies, all right? I caught him in lies. And I caught him trying to evade the truth, all right? Trying to tell me one thing when it was totally different. Like a partial truth, trying to tell me some truth, but not the whole thing. And I really got upset because I don't like to be played with, okay? When I know somebody's playing with me, that's when I get upset, all right? Because I don't do that to people, all right? I don't play with people, all right? When they need to know something, I will tell them right to their face. I'm not going to hide. I'm going to tell you like it is, and I expect the same thing back, okay? Now, this is one of my workers. So I told him, I said, you know what? And I don't need to mention his name. I said, I don't like what's happening here. I can't trust you. There's another big word. Amen? I can't trust you because you're telling me one thing, but it's not what you're telling me. It's different. Okay? And I had reasons to say that. I was able to find out things that were going on. Let me say this to you, church. How many have ever heard this term? The truth is going to find you out eventually. Amen? You can't hide from the truth, okay? So, you know, I had a little talk with him last month, and I just blew it off, all right? And I made him understand, don't play games, okay? Don't lie to me. I'm your manager. If I can't trust you, if I can't believe what you're telling me, you know what? You're not going to be here long because I can't work that way. All right? So this week comes by, and here we go again. Same stuff happening again. He tells me one thing, and it's totally the opposite. All right? And I got upset again. Okay? Probably worse this time. Got more upset. And I went and talked to my district manager, and I said, you know what? This is happening again. And you know what? He saw me upset and he said, man, Rich, he said, I never seen you this upset. He said, this is really bothering you, isn't it? I said, yes, it is. Because I don't like to be played with. Okay? He's playing with me. All right? Like I'm stupid. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. All right? So my boss, he says, Rich, just don't let him get to you. Let's get through this week, okay? Because it was an important week. We have to, you know, we have deadlines. Everybody has deadlines and things that they do. How many know what I'm talking about? At work, you have deadlines. And this week, on Thursday, was a deadline, all right? He said, let's get through this week. You know, let's make sure that he understands he needs to do what we're telling him to do. And then we're going to sit down with him after and talk to him, okay? I said, all right. I could deal with that. All right, so that's what happened. I didn't let myself get bothered anymore about what was going on, even though I knew what was going on wasn't good. He was lying to me, not telling me the truth, blah, 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 whatever. So then we had a good sit-down Friday, and we talked. All right. And Jerry, who's my district manager, he talked to him first, And then he said, okay, Rich, what do you want to say? Boy, I was waiting, let me tell you. I was thinking about it all week long. What am I going to say to this young man, okay? And I'm not going to go into detail what I said. That's, you know, that was there. But here is the whole point. I had to tell him again. When you tell me something, tell me the truth. All right? Amen? What is that? Integrity. All right? When I ask you something, don't beat around the bush. Don't go around the corner. Okay? Just tell me like it is. I can handle it. Amen? Don't give me a half-truth. All right? And I actually caught him in a half-truth while we were talking, you know. And this is what he said to me. I'll say this to you because probably some of us have said this at some time. He said, Rich, I told you what I told you because I didn't want you to worry about it. I said, oh, man. I didn't want you to worry about it. Well, that, you know, I was concerned. I don't think I worried about it, but I was concerned, right? So, you know what? That's not good enough, okay? I don't want you to worry about it. See, that's not the voice of integrity talking, all right? Integrity is, I'm going to tell you like it is. I'm not going to hide anything about it. You know, behind, I'm only going to tell you what I want you to know, and the rest of it, I'm not going to tell you about it, okay? See, it's going to sooner or later, it's going to come to the front. We're going to know what's going on, all right? So let me just say this to you. I don't, you know, this guy's a good guy, all right? He's a friend. He's become a friend now. And you know what happens a lot of times when you work with people? People become friends, right? And it's hard because you got friend, but then you got business relationship, right? But you got to make sure business is still business and friend is still friend over here. So when we talked, I said, you know what? This is what's going on. This has to stop. Okay? Otherwise, me and you are going to have a problem. All right? Meaning, no more lying. Okay? And the other point was, when I tell you to do something, do it. Amen? How many know when you're a manager or you're an authority figure, if you tell somebody to do something because it needs to be done, you're supposed to just do it. Right? But sometimes people won't listen. Amen? That's like, you know, being a servant, I guess, a little bit. When you're a servant, you say, Lord, what can I do for you? Amen? I want to serve. Amen. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So, when we finished the conversation with this young man, I hope he got the message, all right? And my boss got worried, okay? He said, Rich, he's going to quit. He said, I hope you're ready. He's going to quit. I said, he ain't going to quit, you know. I said, I hope that the talk we have will help him for his future. How many know there comes a point in our life when something got to change? Amen? If we're doing something wrong, you got to make a decision. If I'm going to be, in this situation, an insurance man, boy, I got to watch my T's, I got to cross my T's, I got to dot my I's. I cannot have anything that looks like anything is wrong. Amen? So I hope in his situation, this will change his life. And my boss was all worried. He wanted, after he left, you know, he didn't stay very long. He went and got his stuff, the young man, and he took off. And my manager was all worried. He was going after him. I said, will you leave him alone? Let him be. He needs to now listen and take in what was told him. Okay? How many know we need to be instructed in life? Amen? That, you know, this is what's expected. When you come work for this company, you got to be a man of integrity. Praise God. You got to be able to be trusted. When I tell you something or when I ask you something, you're going to tell me like it is. You're not going to evade the truth. Amen? You're going to be honest with me. I mean, that goes for anything in our life. If we have relationships with people, and if we can't believe what they tell us, there ain't no relationship there. Amen? I mean, how do you think God feels if whenever you talk to Him, you talk to Him, you tell Him lies? Is that going to go very far? if He was to talk to you, you expect God to tell you the truth. Amen? If he was telling you lies, would you want to continue to have a conversation with the Lord? How many know his word is what he speaks to us? Amen. There's no lies in here. I know that. Do you know that today? Are you convinced that this is the truth? That this is God's integrity before us today? Amen, right? So people can't, you know, be that way. But that was I didn't want to deal with that this week, but I had to deal with it. But boy, it sure brought out this message. Amen. You know, integrity. How does my integrity relate to God, and how does it affect others? I just gave you an example how it affects others, okay? It affects us in a grand way. Amen. Let me read you a couple more scriptures here. Proverbs 11:1 says this, "A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight." Amen. Let me say that again. A false balance. What I just told you about, the situation I was in, that was a false balance. Okay? It's abomination to the Lord. So if we're, some days we speak truth and we tell the truth, and some days we feel like lying and we tell lies, you know what? That's a false balance. And God says that's an abomination to me. Amen. Because God is what? Truth. God only says the truth. Even though it may hurt you sometimes, He tells us the truth. Amen. There is no false balance in our God. Amen. Or in Jesus, or in the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, He says here, false balance, no go. A just weight. God wants a just weight, right? He wants the scale to be even, right? He wants it to be just, a just weight, okay? That brings God delight. It should bring us delight too today. Amen. Romans 12:17. This is a good scripture. It says, "Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men." It's a good scripture. Praise God. What he's saying here is, you know what? If somebody does you evil, don't go do evil back to them. Amen? Even though we want to, let's be honest here, right? If somebody does you wrong, your flesh, you know, your flesh gets up, right? And your flesh wants to go and get that person back. Amen? Let's be honest, all of us, right? If somebody punched you in the nose, you probably want to punch him back in the nose. Amen? It's human nature. It's our sinful nature, right? It's just the way it is. But he says here, don't recompense evil for evil. All right? Now, here's the second part. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Wow. What does that make you think of? Integrity, right? Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Amen? You know what? If you wanted to come in my office today after service, I'd have no problem with that. You know why? Because I'm not hiding anything in there. Amen? You could even go through my drawers in my desk. You know what? You won't find any Playboy magazines in there. Okay? I'm making a real strong point here, as you can see, right? But he says here, provide things honest, right? If you come to my office at work, I'm not hiding anything in there. Oh, make sure you tell the cleaning lady she can't go through that cabinet. No, you know, come to my house. You come to my house, you go to my office in my house. I'm not hiding anything. If I'm hiding anything, you know what? I need prayer today. Amen? I need some prayer. But what he says here, you know, let's provide things honest in the sight of all men. Don't be hiding stuff. Just be honest. Praise God. Walk in integrity. Amen. That's what we're supposed to do. All right, one more verse here, and then we're going to talk about something else. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says this, "Moreover, it is required in stewards," amen, "that a man be found faithful." Praise God. I read this scripture before. Amplified Bible says it this way. Faithful means proving himself worthy of trust. Honest. I ain't read that again. Praise God. It says, "Moreover, it is required in stewards." Any stewards here today? Amen? If you raise your hand or not, you are. I'm going to tell you today. Amen? You are. You're a steward, okay? I'm a steward. And he says that if you're a steward today, you must be found faithful. Amen. You must be found worthy of trust. Amen. You must be found honest. Praise God. You must be faithful. You must do the same thing over and over and over again. No shady areas. Okay? A steward must be faithful, right? A steward must be honest. Now, in that section, that verse is, it talks really a lot about, you know, finances, money. Okay? I've used this example before. You know, our treasury team, all right? They must be found faithful. Anybody agree with me today? I hope you do. All right? Right? They must be what? Faithful. They must be men and women of integrity. They need to be what? Honest. Why? Because they're handling money. Your money. My money. Amen? So they must be found faithful. Right? We must be able to trust them. Praise God. That's what we're talking about here. We must be able to walk in integrity in our lives. So important. In everything we do, really, when you think about it. Praise God. So, my integrity with God, my integrity with other people. Can you see how it matters today? Amen? My integrity is you know, who I am today as a person, right? How I live my life, how I do things. I'm really telling God, this is who Rich is. Right? That's my integrity. And how I live my life every day, that will have an immense effect on the people that are around me. Praise God. I'm going to affect people, either good or bad today. Amen. Depending on what I do. Praise God. So, why is my integrity important to God? Because that's how you show God who you are today. By your integrity. Amen. And how do I relate to other people with integrity? Or how do I affect others? Well, I'm going to affect them either in a good way or a bad way because of how I operate and what do I do when I do things. Do I do it in the right way? Or do I kind of, you know, shade it sometimes? You know? Am I doing things honestly? Do I try to do things to the best of my ability the right way? My integrity or lack of it shows God and others who I really am. Think about that today. My integrity or lack of it shows God and others who I really am and who I'm trying to be. And hopefully, I'm trying to be a man of God, a woman of God. Amen? A man of integrity, a woman of integrity. Amen? A man of His Word, a woman of His Word. We have a God of His Word. Amen? That's integrity too. And you know what? People have slacked in that area. You know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, it was different than it is today. And I haven't, you know, maybe been around as long as some of you here, but I've been around long enough to know that, you know what? Not everybody's word you can bank on today anymore. Amen? You know, years ago it used to be that way. You didn't have to have written contracts, you know. I do this, you do this, let's sign and date it, right? You didn't do that years ago. Years ago, you said, you know, can we do this? And you said, yeah, you do this and I'll do that, and then you shook on it. Amen? And it was done, right? No more questions, no more wondering what's expected of me. But now everything has to be written down. Everything has to be signed. You know, everything has to be so that if you have to go back, you can see what was supposed to take place. Amen? That's integrity today. All right? That's integrity. Moral, ethical principles. Right? That's what we're talking about here. Making an agreement. When you make an agreement with somebody, you say, you know, I'm going to provide these services to you, and you're going to pay me for these services. Amen? But sometimes people provide the services, but then the people are supposed to pay him and then they don't want to pay. There's a problem there, right? Or the other way around, somebody says, I'm going to provide you these services, this and this and this, but you only do half of what you said. And then the other person said, well, I paid you though. I paid you for all this and you didn't do all that. We got a problem again. Amen? That's integrity. Being what? A man, a woman of your word. Praise God. Boy, that means a lot today. We've kind of lost it. Alright? You know, and now because of it, you see so many lawsuits and different things that goes on. So everybody has to protect themselves. Amen? Everything's got to... You know what? Let me just tell you quickly what happened. Friday, I finally got an opportunity to go to the nursing home that my dad was at. Okay? Because we believe that they dropped the ball. Alright? We believe that when dad was there for 4 days... they dropped the ball. They didn't take care of dad. So I went in there with all my paperwork, okay, and I said, you know, I'm coming. I'm Sergio Garitano's son, and I've come with papers. I want to release the papers of his medical records, okay? So she says, well, and she begins to ask me questions, you know, who's the executor now and this and that. Everything is legal. You know, you got to follow everything, you know, line upon line, precept upon precept, you know. So, just to make a long story short, I didn't get the medical records yet, all right? I'm going to have to go back and give her the signatures that need to have, and then listen to what she told me at the end. And she said, you know, once you give me everything, then I got to bring this to the legal department because they got to check it out. You know why? Because they need to make sure if they give me those medical records that I really was supposed to have them. Because you know what? Sometimes when people get medical records, they do it for a reason. Right? And we're doing it for a reason. We want to know what the heck happened. Right? A lot of people, if they find out that, you know what? This happened instead of this, you know what? We're going to take action. Sue. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen? So I'm in the middle of this stuff now, right? Are we going to sue this nursing home? I don't know. But I do want to say this to you. I'm not happy with what happened there. Amen? And so I have to go the legal way. I have to go the legal process to get the information that I need to have and then put it all together and see, you know what? Was this right what happened here? Or was this wrong? And make a decision. Right? But that's doing things right. Doing it with integrity. Okay? We're going to follow the law. We're going to do everything right and see what happens. Okay? Walking in integrity. That's important. You could see how integrity has such a play in everything in life. Amen. You can see why doctors have to have great insurance. You know, lawsuits left and right, you know. Doctors, hospitals have to have so much protection. Why? Because you know what? They're getting sued every day. I don't know if you saw this program. It was maybe about a month ago, maybe a little bit longer, on Oprah. They had a celebrity on there. I think it was Dennis Quaid. Anybody seen that program with Dennis Quaid? He had two, I think it was one child. One child... I don't know if it was born premature. I don't remember the whole story now. But I'll try to bring it to you so you understand a little bit. Something happened with this baby, okay? They gave this baby by accident the wrong medication, okay? And you know what? This baby almost died. But fortunately, they caught it at the last second, and they were able to give the baby the different medication, and the baby lived, all right? But because of that, now this actor, Dennis Quaid, he's doing something, some kind of an act or law that will try to prevent something like this from happening, all right? And what they said on this program, because I could relate to it, thinking about my dad, is that they said every day in every hospital, 100 mistakes are made. Every day. I said, oh my God, 100 mistakes. I said, So now you know why everything is such a legality. You know, now you know why insurance is so important and why people go sue happy if they think they got a reason for it. You know, because people are making mistakes. Are they purposely making mistakes? No, I don't believe so. You know, probably 99% of those, they're not trying to make a mistake, but what? Mistakes happen, right? And sometimes mistakes cause death, right? So it's a very serious thing. But that's, again, this ties into what? Integrity here. Doing the right thing. Being honest, right? Not trying to hide from the truth. I want to talk to you as I go into the end of this message. One example of one man, okay, who walked in integrity. Praise God. And if you want to pattern your life, you can pattern your life after this man. There's many in the Bible we can look at today. But this one really stands out to me, and it should stand out to you. All right? Who can I talk about when it comes to integrity? Who's a good example? Let's talk about Joseph today. Okay? Joseph. Turn with me to Genesis 39. We're going to read just six verses, 39, 1 to 6. Just say a few comments on some of these verses here, what we're reading, because powerful. I want you to see, and you know the story. Joseph went through so much, okay? And Joseph didn't do everything right. Let's make that clear here today. Nobody does, because we're not perfect. All of us make mistakes. But there's some key things that Joseph did, and God blessed him, all right? We need to see it here today. Joseph, a man of integrity. Look at verse 1 of 39 of Genesis. It says, "And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down hither." So you know the story. He was sold in slavery, right? So now Potiphar, he buys him. Okay? Here's Joseph, who should have never been in this position, but he was, right? A slave. He's sold as a slave to Potiphar, right? Who is the captain. Let's look at, see what happens here. Verse 2. And it says, "And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian." Who was with Joseph? The Lord was with Joseph. Amen? Even though he was a slave, he was a prisoner, right? But the Lord was with Joseph. Praise God. That is so important here as you look at this story. And you know what? It says the Lord was with Joseph. And I believe because the Lord was with Joseph, we read here it says, and he was prosperous. How many know today if the Lord is with you, you're going to be prosperous? It doesn't mean you're going to be like, you know, Gates and have all the money in the world. You don't need to have all the money in the world to be prosperous today. Amen? But if the Lord is with you today, you're prosperous. Joseph knew God was with him. And because the Lord was with him, he was prosperous. And now he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Okay? Man, praise God. Verse 3. And his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. So, look at this. First of all, we know that what? The Lord is with Joseph. Amen? Just like today, the Lord is with Maria. Amen? The Lord is with Sonia today. Praise God. Amen? So we read that. But now, let's turn the table here a little bit. In verse 3, it says, the master saw that the Lord was with him. Who? The master, Potiphar, right? He saw that the Lord was with Joseph. Hallelujah. How many know people see when the Lord is in our life? Praise God. People will see it. Amen. Are they seeing it today in our lives? Praise God. Amen. It says he saw that the Lord was with him. Praise God. And that's not all he saw. He said, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. You know, when you're a Christian today and the anointing of God is on your life and God is working in your life, you know what? You are going to prosper. Amen. And people are going to see it. Amen. No doubt. All right? More in others than in some, because it depends how much you let God work in you. All right? But on my job, okay, I've had people say things to me, not because of me, all right, but people knew that God was in my life. Things that happened while I'd be working, people would say, Rich, you got a connection with somebody up there. You know, the angels, something has happened to Rich. I don't know how this happened, but I know, like he said, the Lord is in your life. Amen. People that have worked with me for years, okay? People that I work with now, my manager, he knows I got a connection with God. Amen. He knows that, you know what? God's going to bless Rich. Amen. Because he's seen the Lord work. All right? Yeah, I had to do my part. How many know we always got to do our part? Amen. But they saw it. All right? Just like Potiphar here. He says, man, you know what? I see the Lord with them, and I see that the Lord prospers everything he does. Praise God. We're supposed to prosper, church. Amen. If we ain't prospering, then we need to see. Well, something may be wrong somewhere. Okay? But we're supposed to be prospering. Potiphar here, he saw how the Lord was in his life, and everything Joseph did, it was like it was magic. He didn't understand it, Potiphar. This is an Egyptian, right? The Egyptian had their own gods. Amen? I mean, that was like a slap in the face to their own gods, saying, you know, this guy, the Lord is with this guy, and everything he does, it works. Amen? That was like a confession of faith right there. Praise God. Let's go on. In verse 4, it says, and Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him. Ooh. And he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had, he put into his hand. Wow. Look at that. Joseph found grace in his sight. Amen. What does that mean? Joseph had favor in his life. Potiphar favored him. Okay? Potiphar favored him. He found grace. And you know what? The key was here. I hope you caught it today. It was in the songs that we were singing. It says, and he served him. Hallelujah. How many read that? He served them. Praise God. He served Potiphar. Amen. If Potiphar said, you know what, I want you to go and make sure those animals don't leave a mess in that field, Joseph said, I'll do it. Amen. If Potiphar said, you know what, I need you to go clean the toilets because they haven't been cleaned, Joseph said, I'll do it, boss. He served him, praise God. Now we know the story about Joseph, that Joseph was in charge, but there was a point in time that, you know, he was still a slave and he was a prisoner, okay? Joseph had to show himself who he was. What was he about? Amen. Even though they saw that, you know what, the Lord is with this guy, still Joseph had to prove himself. Amen. And he had what? A servant's heart. Praise God. He did what was asked of him to do. He obeyed authority. Amen. That's a real big key here today. We need to be able to serve one another. Praise God. The song was, so Joseph found grace, he found favor, and he served. And you know what? People, when we serve, good things are going to happen. Amen? It says, he served, and now his master made him what? Overseer over all his house, and all that he had, he put into his hand. Amen. Joseph got promoted. Amen. How many like to be promoted here? Amen. Promotion's good, and promotion comes from the Lord. Amen. When we serve, promotion's around the corner. Amen. Because God sees what we do. A servant's heart. Servant heart will do any, you know, servant will do whatever it takes. Whatever you want, boss. Amen. Servant. Joseph. Because he served. He found grace And he got promoted. Verse 5. And it came to pass from that time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had. Boy, I'm telling you, he got promoted here. He was in control over everything. Potiphar's house. He ran it all. Right? It says, and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house. Why? For Joseph's sake. Oh, hallelujah. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. Because God is with you today. Amen? Because the blessing of the Lord is on your life. You know what? Where you go, those people are going to be blessed too. Amen? When you go work for XYZ company, if you got an anointing on your life and you got the blessing of the Lord on your life, you know what? That company's going to be blessed because you're there. Amen. Potiphar and his whole house was blessed now. Why? Because Joseph was there. Amen. And Joseph, the Lord was with Joseph. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. He gave him control over everything. He trusted Joseph. Amen. You talk about integrity. He said, you're running it all. Amen. Take care of it, Joseph. I trust you with my whole kingdom, basically, is what he said here. Why? Because Joseph walked in integrity. Amen. Joseph was a servant, praise God. Joseph was faithful. Amen. So God's blessing was on his life. And because it was on his life, for Joseph's sake, the Egyptian got blessed and his whole kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. It's a point here. We need to catch this today. Amen. Verse 6. And it says here, and he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. All. A-double-L. Amen. He left all that he had in his hand. Praise God. In whose hand? Joseph's hand. And he knew not aught he had save the bread which he did eat. Potiphar, you know what? He didn't even know what he had anymore. You getting the picture here? He gave everything to Joseph to manage, to be in control of, to run it. And you know what? Potiphar didn't have a worry in his mind. He just sat back and relaxed in his you know, harem with all the ladies there. He probably had a harem of ladies with their you know, waving them. And you know how it was back in those days, right? He just sat back in his recliner. He didn't have recliners back then. No lazy boys back then. But he just relaxed and said, Joseph, take care of it. Right? Why? Why could he do that? Because Joseph could be trusted. Amen. He could be trusted. Praise God. He walked in integrity. And it says here, Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. My God. Joseph was entrusted with all. Man. Praise God. What can God trust us with today? Amen? Can He trust us with all? Praise God. If God wanted to bless you with $1 million, could the Lord trust you today that you would do the right thing if He gave you $1 million? Ooh. I got one. Praise God. Did you hear that, Lord? Amen. You know, God wants to entrust us all with things. Maybe finances, it may be material things, it may be all kinds of things, you know. The key is walking in integrity, praise God. Walking in honesty, amen. Walking with morals, amen. Walking in ethical morals and principles, amen. What am I talking about? Amen. Walking this. Praise God. Amen. I mean, if we ever, you know, can talk to somebody and help somebody in the world, I mean, we don't have to go to a psychologist or a sociologist or you name it. You know, there's doctors of everything, right? We got it all here. We do. You know, a lot of what is written in books of psychology and sociology and all that stuff, you know, a lot of it comes right from here. They just got it worded a little different. Amen? We are to be men and women of integrity. Okay? Now, let me just read this because I can go on. This is such an important subject. It says, my integrity or lack of it will touch people and affect them in a positive or a negative way. I will be either a good witness or a negative or a bad witness for Christ. As a man of integrity, I will show people that I live by the principles and high standards of the Word of God. I will bring glory to God, and I will be able to lead people to Christ because of my example. Amen? I mean, that's how important this subject is today, integrity. So today as we close, none of us have arrived here, okay? I have not arrived. But you know what? Because I read the Word of God daily and I seek God, I know how important this subject is to God. And we have to try to be examples to people. Amen. If anybody needs to be someone that you can say, man, that's a woman of integrity, or that's a man of integrity, it should be a Christian first today. Amen? Well, I didn't get too many amens. Lord, I need some help. Praise God. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Because we're going to win the world for Christ. Amen? People are going to still look to us as the example. Amen? They may not all watch and they may not all listen to us, but who cares? God is watching. Amen? We need to always walk with integrity. Walk in faithfulness. Because you know what? As you do that, God is going to bless your life. No questions, no ifs, ands about it. All right? I'm living proof of it. Praise God. You should be here today also. Some of you have walked for Christ for many years, and you're still here because it works. Amen? You're still here because you know there's no other way. How about it, Philip? Amen? There is no other way, right? Talk about integrity, you have to talk about God. You talk about integrity, you have to talk about Jesus. Amen? You have to talk about the Holy Spirit, who's what? Truth. Wow. Let's stand. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If this is ministered to you and you say, Pastor Rich, you know what? I'm kind of slipped in this area a little bit. And you know what? Boy, that was a message for me today. Amen. That's good that you're being honest now, okay? Just ask God to help you. Say, Lord, I've messed up. Lord, help me. Help me to get back on track. Amen. Help me, Lord, to come up another step on this level of integrity. Because I want people to see Jesus in me. Amen? I want people to say, man, I can believe that guy. I can trust what that lady tells me. Amen? That's integrity today. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to pray and ask the Lord to bless us. And if you need to, in your way, say, Lord, forgive me, help me. I need to make a little bit of a turnaround. Please do it today. That's what the Word is for. It's to instruct us and to lead us down the path of life. Amen. I'm so happy we got the Word. Praise God. Shows us the way. Amen. Lord, we thank you today, God. We thank you for your Word, Lord. That is my beacon of light. It is my path that I must follow, Lord. And Lord, as we have talked about this subject of integrity, Lord, help us all today. We want to be what you've called us to be, Lord. Men and women of integrity, Lord. Lord, those of us who maybe have slipped a little bit in this area, Lord, maybe this week we've done something that, Lord, we're not proud of right now. Lord, forgive us, please. Forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. And help us to walk like you walked, as you did 2,000 years ago, Lord. We want to be examples to this world. We want the light to shine in us and through us, Lord. So today I ask, Father, that this message will impact us in a great way, Lord. That we will be cognizant every day from the time we wake up and get up to the time we go to bed and go to sleep, that, Lord, somebody's always watching, Lord. Amen. And most of all, you. And that we would be pleasing in your sight, Lord. Bless your people today. Let this day be an awesome day, Lord, of being in your presence, God. We thank you for this today. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen. God bless you. Greet somebody before you go. If you need prayer, I'm up here. Otherwise, hope you're going to come tonight.